And Ms. Pelosi, Congressperson Pelosi, has been in the news quite a bit lately for her stand against President Bush, for calling him incompetent, for calling him basically a fool and an idiot and totally incapable of being president, which we, you know, we all agree with and we've been saying, and my mom has been saying, and everyone and their mom has been saying that. So, yeah, good job, Pelosi, for saying what we've all been saying, but, you know, we're not going to just let her rest on her laurels now. She has a horrible record on Palestine. Feinstein, Boxer, Pelosi, they all do, and it's something that the Democrats would really like to downplay, you know? They have a horrible record with issues in the Middle East, and so they play up this whole, you know, Iraq was a bad idea, we're handling it poorly. They play up the environment, they play up all these other things that, you know, these liberals will back them for, but not Palestine. They have a horrible, horrible stand on Palestine. And so Pelosi has a responsibility to her constituency, but also as a representative with power in Congress in a country with enormous power to take a stand against this.